item 980.
Accept bid of Stephen Ray Mitchell, DBA, Lake Oswego Construction, for the Selwood Park Pool Bathhouse Roof Replacement and Exterior Repairs for $704,418.
Welcome.
I'm back.
You're back, okay.
I am Larry Pallad from Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Stephen Ray Mitchell, DBA Lake Oswego Construction, for the Selwood Park Pool Bathhouse Roof Replacement and Exterior Repairs for $704,418. The original engineer's estimate on this product was $585,000, and the Bureau's confidence level was moderate. The project was advertised in the city's electronic procurement system on June 15th. Bids were opened on July 14th. One bid was received and was responsive to the solicitation. Stephen Ray Mitchell, DBA Lake Oswego Construction, is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $704,418, 20.4% over the engineer's estimate, but which includes original alternate items that were not anticipated in the original engineer's estimate. The Bureau of Parks and Recreation, along with Procurement Services, identified an aspirational goal of certified DMW ESB subcontractor and supplier utilization of 20% of the hard construction projects for this project. There is a total of $507,870, or 72.1% DMW ESB participation on this project, including the prime contractor at 46.6% and certified subcontractors at 24.5%. Percent apportioned as follows: DBE 172,750 and ESB as the prime $335,120. Stephen Ray Mitchell, DBA Lake Oswego Construction, is a state certified ESB contractor and is in compliance with all requirements, city requirements for contracting. If the council has any questions regarding the bidding process, I can answer those, or Lauren McGuire and Connie Johnson from Portland Parks are here to have any answer any technical questions or make additional comments if you need those.
Why do you think we only received one bid?
Oh, okay. I can answer that question. We originally went out.
Give us your name.
Yeah. Lauren McGuire, sorry. Portland Parks and Recreation Development Program Manager. We originally went out to bid and got no bids in June. And then we went out again, and we got the one bid. We did do extensive outreach with NAMCO, and we had pretty good interest in our pre-bid meetings. Our mandatory pre-bid meetings. We had 5 attendees at the first one and 13 at the second, and still we only got one bid. At the first, when we went out for the first bid, we had it all as one lump sum. Some of the feedback that we got when we talked to the individual people that were at the pre-bid meeting but did not bid was that they were a little concerned about the extent of repair needed for the windows and the other repairs on the roofing, and so they wanted us to break it out into a lump sum for the actual roofing and then the windows separate, and so that's how the bid was broken out.
Thank you.
Keeping in mind that the facility itself is very old and has not been subject to routine maintenance, so there's a lot of kind of potentially hidden damage in the project itself.
Right. Yes, we have brickwork too.
By very, very old, we mean 86 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Anybody wish to testify on item 980? Okay, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to accept the report. Okay. Moved and seconded. Please call the roll.
Novick?
Aye.
Prince?
Well, once again, thanks to all the staff involved and also the voters who approved the Fix Our Parks bond measure, which is one, and this is one of the projects. I'm very happy to see it getting going. Very much needed. Aye.
Fish.
I note that the roof is 86 years old, so it's even older than some of our problem pipes in our water and sewer system. So it needs to be replaced. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, and your team for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. Okay, the report's adopted.